The guests went home a few weeks ago, probably. The presents were unwrapped, and some of them have been used up, or broken, or forgotten already. A couple weeks passed from Christmas. The leftovers from Christmas dinner, finished or deep in the chest freezer. You're down to the last few stale Christmas cookies. Maybe, unless you got baked a whole lot more than we did. And how long do you keep your tree up? After Christmas Day, I saw a few of them out on the curb on the 26th. The radio stations have mercifully stopped playing Christmas music. And we've all moved on, right? We've all moved on, and maybe you've got some new activities and plans and goals, and maybe you've gone back to the same old pre-Christmas routine. And yet here we are on January 8th for a rescheduled children's Christmas program. Are you into it? Is your heart filled with so many other things that you're kind of thinking, well, okay, kids learn this stuff, they gotta say it, they gotta sing it, let's get this over with. Are you in the same place as the innkeeper on Christmas, that first Christmas that says, well, all full, no vacancy, no more room in the inn? You know, for most of my life, I thought about Christmas as basically Jesus' birthday. You know, that day, that anniversary that we celebrate, the day that Jesus was born, never mind the fact that we don't know when Jesus was born, and it doesn't matter anyways. I thought of this as the day that we celebrate that Jesus was born. And if that's what it is, well, then it makes sense that we move on so quickly. It makes sense that our hearts get filled with so many other things so soon after the day of Christmas. Because, I mean, if you have a friend who is still dwelling on and talking about and then reminiscing about their birthday like weeks and months afterwards, I think that was a little bit weird. Like, hey, we observed the day. We'll see you next year. Like, it was great. We'll see you next year, right? But I've come to realize that Christmas is not just Jesus' birthday. Never mind that it probably isn't. It's not just the day when we reminisce and remember and celebrate that Jesus was born. Christmas is a celebration that Jesus is born. That the Son of God from all eternity is, just like you and me, a born human being. Christmas is a celebration of a fact that is true, yes, on December 25th, but also on January 8th and July 19th and every other day of the year. Just like on Christmas, Jesus is today born. And that means that today, just like on Christmas, he is your Savior. He is the one who joined himself to our human family so that we could be joined to God's family. He is today the one who has taken our flesh so that he can take our sin and give us his righteousness and the eternal life that comes because of it. And so if your Christmas joy disappears with the visitors, maybe you've been looking for joy in the wrong place. If the sense that you have received and given gifts disappears with the pile of wrapping paper, maybe you've been looking for the wrong kind of gift. If it feels like Christmas is over on January 26th, maybe you never celebrated Christmas in the first place. So today, let's celebrate Christmas. Let's ponder the mysteries of God's grace and love that were revealed on that day when our Savior was born, but are still ours now and forever. Let's marvel at the hope, joy, and peace that Jesus brings, that our God will never pack away with the decorations. Let's celebrate that we have a Savior who came to be one of us and wasn't ashamed to stay one of us, even as he accomplished our salvation and ascended to the right hand of God. Jesus is born. The room in your heart for that. Sure hope so. Because that's what our children will bring to us. As you'll see, there's more than enough room in Jesus' heart for you.